Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to what I feel is another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You got to be part of the solution. It's the only way it really works. And I do appreciate much of what many of you do for me. Hey, listen, if you feel so inclined, you head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. There's a lot happening. But you can also sign up for, you know, for the email blast or what have you. And there's a donation button there. We have been, you know, squelched on every one of the social media sites, platforms, whatever it's called. And for some of you who don't really, you know how this works, it really is a pain in the butt, because what ends up happening is you can't get your message out, because when you do get it out, when it does happen, there's no traction. It doesn't go anywhere. You can't find the story. Remember, for the longest while, they canned us, but whatever. But even on YouTube for a while, when we get some decent traction there, all of a sudden you couldn't find a channel anymore. I mean, I got to give them credit. They're good. They decided that's it. They're done. It's over. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. You know what I mean by that. All right. A lot of good stories out there. I mean, a lot of things happening in the news. And, you know, we can do, if you want, we can beat up a Joe Biden for the next 20 minutes, but I really don't want to. I think there's so many other great stories out there to play with and to have some fun with. Let's start off with you've been talking about it, some of you in the chat room anyway. You know, you saw that Vogue article, or they had Dr. Jill on the front cover. You know, they're trying to get her out there as this real, I don't even know, fashion person. I don't know how they come up with that, though. Did you see what she had on? Look, I'm not a fashion person either. But she really looked like she had, like, one of my grandmother's smocks on, you know, very flowery kind of thing. Not a model. Not a real doctor the way they portray her as a doctor. But yet, she gets on the cover of Vogue. Now, the real model never got on the cover of Vogue, right? I mean, she never, not as a first lady, anyway. And, which I think is hilarious, and the pictures that people were running, they were showing pictures of Michelle Obama, you know, a lovely first lady. We just went for the whole Hillary Clinton, a real peach of a woman there. If you ever try to teach your daughter what a role model is all about, show them a picture of Hillary Clinton and say, don't be this. That simple. All right, so they had Hillary Clinton, they had Mrs. Obama. And who else do they have? I can't remember who else they had on there. But even so, when you look at this, oh, I know what it was. They had Melania Trump on there, but in a very naked kind of way. I said, gee, maybe we should put pictures up of Michelle Obama getting off of Air Force One looking like she couldn't afford a new pair of pants. And don't give me that stuff that was in style. Okay? Because remember, we heard about is how the president had to be above, right? Melania had to be above the fray. Everything that woman did was wrong. How she dressed, how she carried herself, what she did to the Rose guy. It was all wrong. It was all terrible, wrong, and disgusting. Michelle Obama gets off a plane, Air Force One, for all intents and purposes, with what amounts to a T-shirt, an oversized shirt on over the T-shirt, pants that are ripped up that she looked like she bought at Goodwill. This is somebody we're supposed to look up to and respect, right? Are we for real? Obama's mom's pictures running around with her naked all over the place. And again, as we're making fun of family members, that never shows up because the press would never show anything like that. Not going to happen. So the actual model that the press hated, well, they hated Donald Trump. Let's just be honest about it. So they took it out of his family and everybody else. I mean, really, think about it. Think about it. They show pictures of Hillary Clinton and her daughter, Chelsea. And yet, and they're supposed to be the height of sophistication, the height of prettiness, or whatever. I don't even know what you call it. It's just amazing to me. And yet, nothing on Melania. Right? Or Trump's daughters. You can't do that. Why? Because they made something of themselves. They did something different. That's what makes it hard to take them serious in any way, shape, manner, or form. I like doing some of the quick stuff here. Remember the Democrats who were screaming, "How dare you ask? How dare you ask or you question the results of the 2020 election? We have safe and secure voting devices. What's wrong with you?" Oh. In New York City? Oops, we counted 135,000 accidentally. Oh yeah, we got it down. We got it covered. No problem. What mistake should it be? We're secure. It just never stops. And then, what did you guys? So, I mean, this is going to, right? With the mayor, did any of the fact checkers that work for any of the social justice platforms, any of them call out Lori Lightfoot on her lie? Not misspeak, lie. Global Senior Host, this is Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, "Fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You are listening to the Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-ZERO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. And the way you become part of the problem is you don't. you really don't get informed. That's how you become part of the problem. All right. Let's get back. There's so many little stories I want to get to. So many really good ones, as a matter of fact. All right. The again, I started talking about that in the last segment. But we have nothing to worry about. Everything is covered. Everything when it comes to voting, we're secure. It's good. It's cool. It's wonderful. No, not really. New York City proved the point. How easy it is to screw up an election, and when the bigger it gets, the harder it is, or the easier it is, I should say. Hey, by the way, I don't know if any of you are aware of this, but in a recent poll that was done, Only 18% of military families surveyed, they feel that their sacrifices are appreciated. Only 18%. So if you really want to show them your support, show some of our troops support. Now, look, God bless wounded warriors. God bless all of that. And some of these guys who come back without injury, without any real, you know, issues to deal with the work, we come back to family, come back to jobs, to come back to work. Not that what they were doing over there wasn't work. Let's show them we care. They're not looking for anything, but let's show them we care anyhow. You know, the USO, if you head over to the USO online, they're giving out cards to, you know, they're sending, you know, Independence Day cards, if you would, to many of our military men. Let them know we're thinking about them. We're not just hanging out having, you know, hamburgers and hot dogs at their expense. We think it through. Doesn't hurt to show them you care. Doesn't cost you anything to show them you care. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Just funny, on the heels of talking to Brad Dacus, I find this very funny, by the way. You have the, you have some of the liberal left papers that are having a fit over what SCOTUS is coming down on, some of the rulings they have coming down. And they have titles like, you know, SCOTUS defies liberals again. SCOTUS goes against the Constitution again. It's funny how these people that have absolutely no law background whatsoever, absolutely none, can decide for you and I what's right, what's wrong. Right? What is constitutional, what isn't? What the Supreme Court justices, who have a lot of legal behind them, you know, legal time, legal everything, what they're doing is wrong. Now, they can't quote you, these commentators can't quote you anything out of the Constitution to speak of. The article goes on to say that the bench has issued a shocking number of unanimous opinions, plus some often surprisingly majority coalitions. One of the recent cases illustrating how people jump sides, if you would, conservative Justice Brett Kavanaugh joined the court's leftist Justice Stephen Breyer, Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan. Oh, don't let's not forget the chief appeaser, John Roberts, to uphold the federal government's coronavirus-related tenant eviction moratorium. I mean, I got to tell you, based on what I've read about the Founding Fathers, they would be having a fit over this. This is not what they would be approving of, if you would. Right, another ruling that was issued, Amy Coney Barrett joined Justice Clarence Thomas, Gorsuch, Kagan, and a dissent regarding a pipeline in New Jersey, deciding whether the federal government has the power to strip states of their sovereign immunity in eminent domain cases. Barrett argued that the government does not have that right, while Alito, Breyer, Sotomayor, and Kavanaugh, oh, yeah, let's not forget Roberts, ruled that it does. And one of the most surprising recently is from Thomas. Now, he's usually the bench's most reliable conservative. He joined the liberal justices in a dissent to argue against a decision limiting the standing of the majority of people in high-profile class action lawsuits. I mean, I can't imagine how many of some of these cases that if our Founding Fathers were still around, they'd be going, yeah, no. No, we shouldn't be dealing with that. Nope. Constitution, that's the way it should be. Constitution doesn't give you the right to deal with that. No, we don't take that. I mean, seriously. You know, and when you think about this, when you have nine justices agree that Philadelphia couldn't forbid a Catholic social services, now, you heard it the other night. I think it's Sotomayor. God thing doesn't work for her in any way, shape, manner, or form. Which means somehow, some way, she made a deal with other justices to vote her way on something, or She understands what the freedom of religion was all about in the beginning. All nine justices agreed that the Philadelphia couldn't forbid Catholic services from partnering with the city's foster care program, and that the NCAA's ban on certain forms of compensation for student-athletes is a violation of antitrust laws. I didn't know this. There were 65 decisions in the 2021 term. Almost 30 of them have been unanimous. That's got to be a record setter. But, you know, again, hopefully the court's seeing what's going on out there, seeing what's happening to them, what a beating they're taking from a political standpoint, that they push back to the point where again, they're taken seriously as a real constitutional organization. Because I don't believe that they are totally sold out to our Constitution. I just don't buy it. Not there with you. Especially after what I've seen. Oh, yeah. Here's a good one. Jim Acosta was booed after asking President Trump to apologize for January 6th. What makes him think he can get away with this stuff? He's at a rally. He's at a President Trump rally, number one. Number two is, apologize for what? I would look at him and go, listen, Acosta, head of the fake news network there. Exactly what words did I use? See, I would have been ready to shoot back a whole bunch of other words. Exactly what words did I use that incited the riot? Help me out here. I'm obviously missing something. So we'll see your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A federal safety agency has announced that it will conduct a full investigation into the collapse of the condominium tower in Surfside, Florida. A team from the National Institute for Standards and Technology will conduct an investigation into the structural collapse. The Institute's goal will be to determine the technical cause of the collapse, though officials warn the investigation could take years to complete. And the House approved a measure Wednesday to create a select committee to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol. The vote fell mostly along party lines, with Representatives Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger the only Republicans to vote for the measure. That vote coming a few weeks after an effort to create a bipartisan commission was scuttled in the Senate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will nominate 8 members to the committee, with the remaining 5 selected by Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Feel the rhythm now. We should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. We should be singing together, you and me. Come on, baby.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you're spending just being involved and being engaged. Send me emails during the show. I'll read them if I can get to them, but anyway. If you want to give a call, no problem. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. 5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Head up to the website. A lot going on there. Lots of stories you can, you know, click and check and say, great. However, there's a big button over there that says donate. It wouldn't be a bad thing if you used that. Press on it, throw a few bucks, give up a cup of coffee at that expensive place and send it my way. I would appreciate it. All right, back to the stories. It's like rapid fire. I got a whole bunch of stories I want to do here. It's an older story, but it's one of the ones, you know, Tammy and I were talking the other day, we were doing the show, God, 2009? Yeah, I think about 2009, July of 2009. Wow. Coming up on a little anniversary here, I guess. So, one of the first stories I did early on, it was kind of hard to believe at the time, but it was real. And there was a young man that was hired by the Democrat Party. I don't know if he was a programmer, had his own business, been a long time. And he was hired by them to hack voting machines. They told him that they wanted him to hack a voting machine and make the outcome different than what it is. So if I voted for Joe Smith, it's going to show me I voted for Joe Smith, but in the background, it'd actually be tallying for others. And they told him they were having him do that to make just to make sure that the machine could be hacked, and if it could, how they would do it so they could look for that. Okay? And he did. And ultimately, he ended up testifying to the Florida House that was being done, and why, you know, he finally became a whistleblower, because he wants to win. He believes in, you know, the Democrat Party, or did, but he didn't want to win by cheating. He wanted it to be real. So that's a real patriot. So on top of that, recently, an 11-year-old boy, back in 2018, was able to hack into a replica of the Florida state election website. It changed voting results found there in just under, ready for this, breakneck speed, under 10 minutes. Now, some of you know that there is a world hacking convention every year. The largest one is DEF CON 26. Now, thousands of adult hackers, they attend the convention annually. This particular year, a group of children attempted to hack 13 imitation websites linked to voting in presidential battleground states. Now, the boy was identified by DEF CON officials as Emmett Brewer. He accessed a replica of the Florida Secretary of State's website. He was one of about 50 children between the ages of 8 and 16 who were taking part of this so-called voting machine hacking village. I saw the picture of it. There were a bunch of kids there. A portion of the year allowed the kids a chance to manipulate party names, candidate names, and voting count totals. Right? So, when they finally got in there and they started to, you know, lay things out, they found that the kids tampered with vote tallies, party names, candidate names. Total vote counts were changed to numbers like 12 billion. Candidate names were changed to things like Bob the Builder or Richard Nixon's head. Now, these were active and tested Diebold's TSX systems that were told they were running, SSL certificates, security certificates. So there was a lot going on here, and supposedly, again, this was to show you, or with the hackers, how easy it is to get into this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Nico Sell, the co-founder of the nonprofit Roots Asylum, they teach children how to become hackers and helped organize the event. They said an 11-year-old girl also managed to make the changes to the same Florida replica website. Only it only took her about 15 minutes. Ah, the boy was faster. She tripled the number of votes for each person. It was just to prove a point. They said that more than 30 children hacked a variety of other similar state replica websites in under a half an hour. Now, the people who run the event said that these were very accurate replica sites and that these things should not have been easy enough for an 8-year-old kid to hack. That's a problem. Now, she said, the event began I think in 2017 or 16, after the hackers were able to access similar voting sites in less than 5 minutes. They want to do a voting village for the kids. Now, see, I don't have a problem with that. I think that's a great idea. Show them how to hack away at something, pound away at something, they finally get in. And it shows you, if they can do it that easily, without all that much experience behind them, that's a problem. All right, to add to another, let's do this throw-up story. And that's why I call it throw-up story. There's no other name for it. According to a Washington Post writer, all kids, hope this guy doesn't have any kids. Matter of fact, I hope he's not allowed to be close to parks. Should be exposed to gay kink. Yeah? They really believe that that's the norm. That the majority of people love gay kink. Now, he's talking about kids. He went on to say there's nothing wrong with children watching hairy-chested men wearing nothing but leather thongs play with each other. I'm trying to keep it clean. If you like me, you probably just threw up in your mouth. Lorene Rowello, who goes by the pronoun they, wrote a scandalous essay in the Washington Post arguing that children should be exposed to the kinky side of homosexual culture, men in buttless leather chaps, and more. When our children grow tired of marching, we plopped onto a nearby curb just as we got settled. Our elementary schooler pointed in the direction of oncoming floats, raising the eyebrows at bare-chested men in dark sunglasses whose black suspenders clipped into leather thongs. The men paused to show that they could spank each other playfully or with a flog. One of the kids raised a hand and said, "What are we doing? What are they doing?" My curious kid asked, our toddler cheered them on. The pair was the first of a few dozen kinksters, God bless, who danced down the street laughing together as they twirled their whips and batons. Some leading companions by leashes. This is all good, healthy stuff for young kids to see, isn't it? At the same time, my children were too young to understand the nuance of the situation. But I told them the truth. This is the writer, by the way. These folks were just merely members of our community celebrating who they are and what they like to do. Oh, God. Ms. Ferrello also took issue with the parents who objected to the pornographic and perverted participation. Right? So, look, I always say this because it is a true legal statement. If you take away, if you stop a gay pride parade, then there's so many other parades you're going to have to stop because of the way our Constitution is written, whether you like it or not. This is like me at the school board when I have people on the far right. Yes, the far right, we have that too. Tell me I have to stop the gay and lesbian, you know, tables on Information Day or whatever you want to call it. You have Bible studies there. You have Christian groups there. You have Christian athlete groups. You have, you know, all these groups that are Christian-esque in what they do. And what you don't get is if I take one away, I have to take them all away. If I fight to shut one down, I have to fight to shut them all down. Why is it that we can't just make our kids strong enough to understand there's going to be these groups out here? You're going to have to learn how to deal with them, and it shouldn't shake you. I actually, years ago when I was having Faith Fridays, I had to have several serious conversations with Christian friends of mine who couldn't believe that I was bringing these other religions in so other people could get to know them and maybe join them. You can't get me to join any other religion. For me, Jesus is my Savior. He's real. And nothing you do is going to change that. 855 Real Joe, 855 more on this when we come back. 732-5563, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Don't run away.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
An explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
Final stretch. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's what it boils down to. Simply be part of the solution. Right? And you do that by getting engaged and getting informed. It really isn't that hard, people. Seriously. All right. A lot more. So much I want to get through. How about the Washington Post writer? Well, no. Ooh, that was bad. Yeah, I guess. Was it the Washington Post? Yep. Who said, you know, kids need to be exposed to kinky gay sex. It's good for them. This comes from a writer from a far left-wing paper, obviously. And what I love about this is, think about what's going on here. She was all excited that a man paused in front of her little kid, all right, and playfully spanked his partner with a flog. On top of that, there was another couple, whatever you want to call them, who came out in front of them, and one was being led by a leather leash. What are we teaching the kids? I'm sorry, kind of confused here. Right? And yet if we want to take our kids to church on Sunday, if we want to force them, oh my God, into the house of worship. Seriously, there have been some that have come out and said that that's child abuse. But this isn't. It's amazing where the Democrats have gone. It's amazing where the far left have gone with pretty much everything. Kids are no longer sacred. Not to the left. Kids are no longer there for us to really protect. Seriously, think about what they want them to be exposed to. I don't see anybody on the left wing news sources coming out against this, talking about how bad this is, how whacked it is. On top of that, this parent, this writer, who is also a parent, is irritated other parent would come out against it. You know, it's only because they're homophobic or something. No. It's because even if it was a heterosexual couple, I wouldn't be interested in having my son or daughter watch the partner being pulled along by a leather leash while being whipped with a flog on a naked butt in front of them. This is not what it's all about. You want to have a pride parade? That's fine. But if my buddy Xander Gibb, who spent most of his life fighting for, you know, gay rights, he said, this is nothing to be prideful about. You know, what's the accomplishment that you can whip another person while they're being led along with a leather leash? That's something to be proud about? I mean, one person writes here, I hope they've already dispatched Family and Child Services to this home. Just amazing. And it's not going to stop anytime soon. Right? Because we don't have the right people in place to stop some of the craziness. Used to be against the law to be naked in public. No, not anymore, I guess. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Being part of the conversation and part of the solution. Here's another interesting story, which I think is hilarious. Fox News has been hit with $1 million fine. Ready for this? Now, you've got to pay attention to the words here. For violating New York City's human rights law. All right? There was a whole bunch of sexual harassment and assault accusations, against the network in time gone by. But now the New York City Commission on Human Rights has issued a fine of $1 million against Fox for violating laws protecting against sexual harassment and job retention. The fine is the largest in the commission's history. Interesting enough, this is because of sexual harassment against some of the employees there at Fox by some of the bigger names at Fox. And Cuomo gets nothing. Right? All of Cuomo's, these sexual harassment charges have seemed to disappear somehow. You're not hearing about them anymore. Why is that? Right? Remember, bombshell after bombshell after bombshell. They were coming out, they were speaking about him. There was no Republican against him. There was no Republican pumping any of this against him. So why did it happen? And then it just like that, it's gone. As part of the settlement agreement announced on Tuesday with Fox, they agreed to mandate anti-harassment training for the New York-based staff and contributors to the program. Now, I love this. You think they'll do that for Cuomo? His team? I mean, in all sincerity. I'm not saying it to be funny. What is it going to take to have true equality? That the law applies to everybody equally? That nobody, in the famous words of Nancy Pelosi, nobody is above the law? Right, they had an investigation back in 2017 because there were complaints made of rampant abuse there at the network. Well, there were complaints made. I mean, the most powerful guy in government in New York. The same thing going on there. And what happens? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. What is that all about? No, I mean that in all sincerity. What is that all about? So apparently the Democrats are above the law. Oh, come on, people. For real. All right. Let me see. Give me a break. I'm looking for the good... Oh, there it is. The NSA's response. That was the one I was looking for. If you could see my screen, you'd say the same thing. I don't know how he finds anything. National Security Agency, their response to allegations that spying on Fox News host Tucker Carlson wasn't happening. But their response was so well written, I'll put it that way, for a political organization such as theirs. That's how it was written. Right? The NSA is not, was not, or I'm sorry, Tucker Carlson was not a target of an NSA investigation. Okay. Was his, first of all, we found this to be a lie in the past. Was anybody on his team a target? Was the show, the Tucker Carlson show, a target? Right? Think it through. So Carlson sparked a wide range of responses on Tuesday night with the with most people. Now, people were either calling it a hoax or not. Either they noted that the carefully crafted way that the statement was constructed, or they used the statement to claim that Carlson was lying. Where Carlson claimed at the start of the week, for some of you only caught bits and pieces of it, is that he heard from a whistleblower within the U.S. government who reached out to warn us that the NSA, the National Security Agency, is monitoring our electronic communications. It's planning to leak them in an attempt to take this show off the air. Now, the whistleblower, who's in the position to know, repeated back to us information on a story that we were working on could only have come directly from my texts and emails. There's no other possibility. The NSA captured that information without our knowledge and did it for political reasons. We already know this. The Biden administration is spying on us, period. Yeah, it's never going to stop. No, the thugs are in control right now. It's never going to stop. So the NSA's response, this is great. On June 28, 2021, Tucker Carlson alleged that the National Security Agency has been monitoring our electronic communications and is planning to leak them in an attempt to take show off the air. This allegation is untrue. Tucker Carlson has never been an intelligence target of the agency, and the NSA has never had any plans to try to take his program off the air. Right? I mean, go back to think of the days of Comey and Brennan. Remember all the responses they had to stuff like this? They said, well, the NSA, we're a foreign intelligence agency. We only target foreign powers. Yeah, right. We've seen how that's worked out in the past, right? We can't target any U.S. citizen without a specific court order. Now, they didn't say they didn't have one, did they? I mean, we can have a field day with this whole thing. But I'll run out of time before I'm done. Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. Write it down for future use. 855-732-5563. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. We're here all week. I want you with us. Really do.